We were at Edgewood High School last night for an absolute high school basketball barn burner between North and Edgewood. Edgewood wins in overtime 65-62. There was drama. There was great play. There was arguments. It was everything a rivalry game should include. And Edgewood sneaks it out in the end with two great performances last night. Edgewood has more activity going on tomorrow. And to give us all the details is the Minister of Culture and the host of the Bloomington Review. It's our good friend Jim Inman. Minister of Culture, good morning here on a Friday. How are you today?
Well, I'm just waiting for the residents of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to begin the revolt.
When does
for six more weeks of winter? There may be some groundhogs available for sale or something like that.
How do you like yours done? Medium rare? Medium? How do you? Do you like a dry rub on yours? How does that work?
I like them living, but not in my neighborhood. I don't need groundhog trails and holes in my yard and things like that.
I tell you what, I'm. You know me, and you've known me long enough. I just might be out to lunch, but I live by Bachelor Middle School, and that field on the corner there, I guess that would be the, if you come to the four-way stop sign, I guess it would be the northwest corner where that huge open field is going up the hill to Bachelor. There must be 17,000 groundhog piles of dirt there.
Yes.
Can you believe that, Chuck?
Speaking of Groundhog, this is Groundhog Day.
Well, good to see you again.
This is a reprise, you know.
It's 7-Eleven here at WGCL, Big Show Friday. Chuck's cell phone was sitting right here, and I was just wondering when he would come back I was going to call you.
Oh, yeah, on the other phone, the office
Chuck
phone.
Just wanted to get his steps in with the elevator outage.
Well, I've done that. Oh, the Minister of Culture, he's been through
He's
that,
here. Yeah, that's absolutely right. He has to come up and do his show and do that, so we're all working out.
Good men that get a little winded, perhaps, when we get to that third floor.
Uh-huh. You stop and look out at the view of the lovely courthouse from the north side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just looking at the top of the Hyatt Place, and
yeah,
I'm like,
it's lovely.
Here's where 7th Street on the hill looks back over the downtown. It's lovely.
our Sherpa service has been suspended as well.
The oxygen tank is back in the storage room, Chuck, if you need it. I've used it before.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I make sure I get here plenty of time before the show starts, so it's not. And your forecast. So we're in shape, but that's good. Well, good to see you again.
Nice to be
back. Sit down. Get comfy.
No, I'm bundled now. Thank you.
Now you're sweating.
Car's loaded.
That is the world-famous Chuck
Off
Crabb.
We go.
Part two on a Friday. Now, you see, people think, well, you stay up all night writing that script and getting that. No, we don't. It's live radio, and that's what makes it wonderful. So the groundhog epidemic going on here in Bloomington, I don't know why that is. I've lived on that side of town for 15 years. I never can remember that many dirt piles going on or whatnot, so I'm going to buy a coyote and make sure that.
And you kind of expect some sort of Bugs Bunny music in the background of as they waddle across the street or go down into their hole or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's a kind of comical experience to watch them root about.
Yeah, and I don't know why they're taking over my side of town. I'm frankly quite frightened by it. So hang on with both hands. But as we mentioned, a busy night at Edgewood last night. Two county basketball teams going toe-to-toe. The intensity, the basketball, everything that goes along with it. Geez, we had overtime in the JV game. We had the presentation for the First Financial Wabash Valley Champions between games. We had an overtime game in the varsity. That's just getting the weekend started over at Edgewood, because you're going to be there to handle all the activity tomorrow.
I am. So it is the annual Contest of Champions. Think the television show Glee. Think show choir. Think all that jazz handy kind of stuff. We have a number of schools coming from around the area and across the Midwest that are going to be coming to Edgewood High School tomorrow. All of the events, all of the shows are going to be happening in the auditorium, so comfy seating for everybody who attends. And you do not need to pack a picnic, breakfast, or lunch, or dinner, because all of the food is provided on site, and it is fantastic, let me tell you. So we start off tomorrow morning, as I'm looking at the schedule, at 8:30, and we will be going roughly every half hour, a new high school or junior high group competing for some prizes and trophies and things like that all day long, and we'll be going up until about 5:30 tomorrow night. So this is not a come in before the crack of dawn and leave at midnight. This is just a nice full day of good music from kids all across the Midwest.
Now tell me how this works, because this is a competition. Mm-hmm. How are the performances judged? It's not like American Idol where they bring you out on stage and they give you the whole rundown, correct? This is a little bit different.
Not in this instance, but that has kind of happened in the past. This one, there are a number of people who are much more familiar with all of the technicality of this than I am. We have a judges' stand set up, and I believe there's 7 or 9 different judges that come in from across the country to watch the kids, and in the wonderful world of technology, they get their handheld recording devices, they attach it to a USB, there are score sheets where they're judged on the vocal side of things, the performance side of things, the overall side of things, and then all of those score sheets are then tabulated, and it's a one-and-done deal this year. So typically, a lot of times, you'll take the top scores from each division, and they will all compete again in the night show. But as I mentioned to you earlier in the week, there are so many of these that are in the show choir world now that you kind of have your options of where you can go every weekend. And then, you know, a lot of schools want to go and compete at certain places so they can't host their own competition that certain weekend. So it's a little bit smaller than normal, but it's still a solid program and competition. So everybody competes one time. The judges get all the information back to the directors, and then they take that so that the next time the kids go out and compete, which is pretty much every weekend from early February through about early to mid-April, then they've got stuff that they can build on and grow and hopefully bring more and more hardware back to their school.
Now, I'm the king of the stupid question, but I'm really good at it. We're talking about, obviously, girls sectional basketball tonight. North's going to be over in St. Leon taking on East Central in 4A. Sectional semifinal action, game 2 tonight. Is there a state tournament or something similar to that for the choirs and everything else? I know last week they went up to Fort Wayne and had a great performance, did Edgewood's choir. You say there's one of these almost every weekend, but do they ever get together and determine who's the best of the best?
There is kind of a program out there, and it was not in existence when I was doing this 25 years ago, but I think it's called FAME now, and the idea is that there are certain competitions that you have to place at a certain level in order to be eligible to be invited to that big deal. Typically, that is a program that happens either in New York, Los Angeles, or Orlando. Our kids went to that, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, and did that, and it is not a have-to situation. So if you're not part of it, it doesn't mean you've done anything bad or wrong or anything like that. It's just if you want to go for that high level, you can do it. And keep in mind that back when I was doing this, this was kind of a Midwest regional thing. Now there are these kinds of contests and performances literally all across the country. So a choir might take a long extended 4-day week and go compete in Los Angeles or down in Dallas, Texas, or Chicago or whatever, and truly make an educational experience out of it. They may go see some type of Broadway show. They may do some schoolwork that ties into the trip with the idea that it's not just, hey, we're going to go and have a good time on a stage, but there's actually an educational benefit and component to it as well.
The Minister of Culture, Jim Inman, checks in here on a Friday morning as he gets ready for the big day tomorrow. And do I need tickets in advance, or can I just walk in and buy them at the door?
Tickets are totally available at the door. I wish I could give you the price, but I do not have it in front of me. I apologize. But the Edgewood choir parents and the entire administration out there do a great job of welcoming people to the event. They'll have T-shirts available, like I said before. Come out. Be prepared for a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner opportunity. There'll be food all day long. As I mentioned, comfortable seats. It's a very well-run program, and we take great pride in people leaving with the belief that they want to come back year after year, because even if the kids don't, if their group doesn't win, they still have such a great experience and appreciate everything that's tied into it.
Outstanding, and that's tomorrow out at Edgewood. What's on the Bloomington Review tonight?
The Bloomington Review tonight, we have Public Information Officer Kurt Durnell from the Indiana State Police. We're going to talk about I-69, some tips if you get the red and blue lights coming up behind you, what exactly you should do, winter weather things as well, and just a lot of good stuff. Kurt is a great guy, comes from a a great family who have been involved in law enforcement for decades, and he's the one who you follow on Facebook when you want to know about blasting on Highway 37, I-69. He's got the info to post up there. So we'll have all of that up tonight on the Bloomington Review, 6 p.m., and the replay tomorrow morning at 8.
And that's a great way to enjoy your drive over to Ellettsville in the morning, starting with the Bloomington Review. Let's not forget, next week we've got a big deal coming up. It's the Hall of Fame announcement show.
You're right.
We're going to have
next
that
Wednesday.
Yeah, at Colorado Steakhouse. And I know Dr. Dave Piller and you do some work over there on the Bloomington Review together. He's going to join us. Kit Klingelhofer, Joe Smith's going to be over there. And
that's
we are going to find out the class of 2018 as they get ready for their big induction ceremony coming up on July 13th, Friday the 13th. No one's going to forget that day at the Monroe Convention Center. So we'll do that next Wednesday from 6 to 7. That show's ready to go. Colorado Steakhouse, come by, say hello. We'll have it all set up for you over there. And so a lot
you're not doing DJ auditions that night, are you?
I don't think that night. No.
Checking.
Well, you already have an inside track, but I have to the impropriety of the inside track there. We might have to check with legal to make sure all that works. So we've got plenty of great local stuff coming up for you, as we always do. And that's why I wanted you to check in with us today.
Yeah.
Sorry about the Groundhog Day, the Groundhog Eve party last night with that game running late. I just couldn't get there in time. I feel terrible that I stood up the entire crowd on all that. But the big celebration from 9:30 to 9:35, I mean, it was one of the biggest we've seen in history there. So I appreciate you filling in for me on that to make
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely. Anything
good.
I can do to help.
Awesome. We'll see you Monday morning, and we'll have plenty of stuff to do. Get caught up on a big – you got big Super Bowl plans after a long day on Saturday. I bet you're going to put your feet up.
It will probably be that and some sort of adult beverage and some sort of cheese and meat combination.
There you go. And some kind of hot dip and then a wing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the chicken wing experience.
There you go.
That's one day I'll violate the terms of my dietary rules.
You got to be in shape, man. You got to climb those four flights of stairs.
Well, that's kind of where I was looking at. It's kind of woken me up to maybe keeping a better eye on what I'm eating. It's great, though.
Elevators kick back in. We'll continue to take the stairs. No one ever.
That's right. That's right. But with this timing of the our elevator does not work to the fourth floor here. Our contest giveaways have been suspended for. We're not going to force this upon.
We are offering parachute jumps though, if necessary.
I tell you, going back to the first floor a lot easier than coming up to the fourth. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much. If people want more information on how all that stuff's going to work on Saturday, is there a Facebook page or a web page I can go to get a map to the gym?
You can search for Edgewood Choirs Contest of Champions on Facebook, or you can go to edgewoodchoirs.org, edgewoodchoirs.org, and there is information about Contest of Champions. I think this is 25 years this year, but I know we had to take 1 year off because of a blizzard, so we're right around 24, 25 years, but it's a great event for sure.
Excellent. Well, it's great you're helping them out with that as well and passing that word along. We'll hear you tonight, the Bloomington Review, tomorrow, the Bloomington Review, and then Monday morning here at 8 o'clock. Thanks, buddy.
All right. See you, brother. Take care.